Hey there, Stoic Squad. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Power, presence, and perspective, your daily dose of wisdom served with a side of real talk. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be honest, sometimes those pesky negative thoughts can feel like an unwelcome houseguest who overstays their welcome. Am I right? You know that feeling when you're having a great day, but then bam. A wave of self-doubt crashes in, bringing with it all the what-ifs and I can'ts. Well, today, we're tackling this head-on because nobody deserves to be held hostage by their own mind. We're diving into the power of reframing those negative thoughts, turning them around, and building a fortress of self-compassion. This isn't about denying your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about gaining awareness, understanding why these thoughts pop up in the first place, and learning to respond with intention rather than just reacting on autopilot. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from that negative thought cycle. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever heard that voice in your head whispering doubts or criticizing your every move? Yeah, we all have one. It's often rooted in past experiences, insecurities, or societal pressures. But recognizing it is the first step in taking control. Treat this inner critic like a chatty neighbor. You don't necessarily need to engage with everything they say. Just acknowledge their presence and choose your responses wisely. 2. Challenge those thoughts. When negative thoughts arise, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often those thoughts are distorted or exaggerated. By questioning their validity, you start to chip away at their power. Think of it like a detective investigating a case. Gather the facts, analyze the evidence, and form your own conclusions. 3. Replace negativity with positive affirmations. This isn't about faking it till you make it, it's about consciously shifting your focus. Instead of dwelling on what you can't do, remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. Even small affirmations like I am capable, I am worthy, or I am strong can have a powerful impact over time. Think of them as mental vitamins for your soul. 4. Practice gratitude. Ever notice how negativity can quickly snowball? Well, gratitude is the ultimate antidote. Make it a habit to focus on the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little moments add up. When you cultivate gratitude, your perspective shifts, and those negative thoughts lose their grip. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all have setbacks. Acknowledge them without judgment, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Remember, self-compassion is not weakness, it's strength. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. You know your material inside out, but suddenly those inner demons start whispering. What if I freeze? What if I mess up? What if everyone laughs? Sound familiar? That's the voice of self-doubt trying to hijack your confidence. But here's where the stoic magic comes and you recognize those thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They don't define you, and you have the power to choose how you respond. Take a deep breath, remind yourself of your past successes, and focus on the message you want to share. Channel that inner badass who knows their stuff. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful strategies to combat those pesky negative thoughts and cultivate a more positive mindset. The key is consistency. Practice these tools regularly, be patient with yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let those negative voices hold you back from living your best life. Now go out there, slay your day, and remember to share this episode with a friend who needs a little stoic boost. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep that inner light shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.